Now on with some more news. It's impossible to avoid the fact that the Christmas season is fast approaching. The city's Christmas lights are to be switched on Thursday, today. This event, and especially the Tunnel of Light, is highlighted. The County Council has also teamed up again with Booksellers Waterstones to establish a giving tree so that well-wishers can donate books for children in care. Lastly, we get an insight into working in hospital at Christmas and hear of the visit of therapy pets to children in hospital.
As we creep nearer to December, signs of the festive season are everywhere. And one fairly large one has popped up in Norwich City Centre as the Tunnel of Light is returned. The tunnel, which appeared in the city for the first time in 2016 and is part of the Norwich Business Improvement District festive plans, runs from the Forum to Gentleman's Walk and was switched on, along with Norwich's other Christmas lights, at 7 p.m. on Thursday. It consists of more than 50,000 LED lights and almost 6 miles of light strings. The festive lights will keep twinkling until January the 5th, with new light sequences planned this year, including a James Bond-style display with speeding colours firing throughout the 45-metre-long tunnel. In the tunnel's first year in Norwich, the city centre welcomed an extra 200,000 visitors compared with 2015. Projections on the castle, organised by Norwich Business Improvement District, will also be making a comeback this Christmas. This year, they're also running a seasonal competition looking for the best festive face, and the winner will see their portrait projected on the castle on Christmas Day.
A council is bringing Christmas cheer to children in care in Norfolk with the return of an annual appeal. Norfolk County Council has teamed up with Waterstones for the 12th annual Giving Tree appeal, which provides books to children in care. The Giving Tree will be located in the Waterstones branch in Castle Street in Norwich and will be decorated with tags, each representing a child. More than 400 children from around the county will use these tags to ask members of the public to purchase a book for them, either a specific title, author, or genre. Stuart Dark, chairman of Norfolk County Council's Children's Services Committee, said, "This is an inspiring appeal that really highlights the decency and generosity of the people of Norfolk."
As more presents are dropped off for a Norwich hospital's festive gift appeal, caring staff who have worked on Christmas Day have revealed the traditions that come with being on shift on such a special occasion. Senior matron at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, Julie Keeling, said, "I love working at Christmas, and as a ward nurse and sister, I used to work every year for about 18 years. My husband will be cooking dinner this year and will have it ready for when I come home. He doesn't know this yet, so we can start our Christmas later in the evening when I come home." Staff decorate their areas with festive trimmings and trees and play Christmas songs and carols. We also have visits from local choirs who sing on the wards and in public areas, which makes it feel very Christmassy. For lead chaplain Eleanor Langan, the day starts with carolling on the wards. She said, "The nurses join in if they can, and the patients and their families smile, and some shed a tear as we sing the much-loved carols." The Send a Smile appeal means all patients get a present, including babies on the neonatal intensive care unit. Marion James Bennett added, "All the babies have Christmas stockings on their incubators or cots with donated toys in them. We usually have enough donated presents so that the siblings can have one too."
Smiles brightened a ward at a Norwich hospital when children there were visited by some stress-relieving dogs. For the last 2 weeks, the children's ward at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has been receiving visits from Pets as Therapy, a charity whose volunteers and their calm, friendly dogs visit patients so that they can benefit from animal-assisted therapy. The dogs make people happy. They encourage people to communicate and feel better by relaxing and de-stressing people.
Sproulston Day Centre is celebrating its 40th anniversary after decades of cheers, tears and funding constraints. For the past four decades, the centre's founder, Margaret Wynne, has battled on against financial crisis and authorities' constraints. Mrs. Wynne, who was made an MBE in 2013 for her services to people's care centres, has employed manager Harriet Money to take over the running of the centre and introduce more incentives to encourage more members in the new year. Established in 1978, the club has a long history of hard work by totally committed volunteers. Mrs. Money added, "Our vibrant, popular day centre will be delighted to welcome new members, and in the new year we will be offering attractive packages for people who are to attend on 1 or 2 days a week. The day centre, which is based at St. Cuthbert's Church, offers elderly people within the community a place to meet on a weekly basis. Visitors have the chance to enjoy home-cooked meals and a variety of activities."